Chevron Corporation will soon become the largest oil company in the state of Colorado. That's according to a report from the Colorado Sun, which says Chevron plans to acquire PDC Energy in a $7.6 billion deal. Chevron, which is the second largest U.S. company, is gaining almost 275,000 acres of Colorado soil within the acquisition. Their Weld County acquisition also included a gain of an estimated billion barrels of oil. According to Chevron CEO Mike Wirth, PDC's attractive and complementary assets strengthen Chevron's position in key U.S. production basins. With the deal being sanctioned by both companies, they still need to gain approval from their shareholder boards before their final decision. Kerr-McGee Oil was the largest oil company in Colorado before this new Chevron acquisition. The output of 52 million barrels of oil annual produced by PDC and Kerr-McGee combined is expected to be outmatched within the coming year after this acquisition. Warm temperatures in recent days have brought major snowmelt drainage problems to western Colorado and the Front Range. The snowmelt has caused significant swells in Colorado River and its offshoots. The Department of Transportation is monitoring for sinkholes, mudslides, and rockfalls all through the western half of the state. Across the northeastern and southwestern parts of Colorado, communities have prepared for flooding while the entirety of the state has been recovering from drought. State water management has simultaneously noticed that the timing for which snowmelt hydrates Colorado has been getting later through the years. According to Noah Mulch, associate professor of geography and fellow at the Institute of Arctic Alpine Research at CU Boulder, the snowpack is eroding and disappearing before our eyes. That's going to present challenges in terms of managing the infrastructure that's allowed the western United States to flourish over the last 100 years. Arapahoe County commissioners have approved a $10,000 donation assisting Denver with the influx of migrants arriving to the city. Over 4,000 migrants have arrived to the city from Central and Latin America throughout the winter. In response to the influx of migrant arriving to Denver, the city reactivated its Emergency Operations Center. Since December, the city has spent nearly $16 million in aiding the migrants. Arapahoe County is donating the $10,000 to the Newcomers Fund, created by the nonprofit Rose Community Foundation, to aid the city of Denver in the burden of assisting the migrants. The Boulder County Board of Public Health has appointed Dr. Alexandra Bombas Nolan as their new executive director. According to a press release from BCPH, Nolan has provided staff and partners with excellent leadership throughout the height of the COVID-19 pandemic and the Marshall Fire recovery. Her leadership will continue to prioritize BCPH's vision through her tenure as executive director of the board. Dr. Nolan has been serving as deputy director for the board since 2020 and has been working in the public health sector for more than 25 years. Her most notable accomplishments include being the secretariat assistant manager for the World Health Organization's social determinants sector and becoming the executive director of the Center to Eliminate Health Disparities at the University of Texas Medical Branch. CU Boulder will begin construction on two new buildings slated for completion fall 2025. The projects include a newly renovated main campus building as well as a new residence hall for incoming students. The upcoming CU construction prioritizes energy efficiency while maximizing a new space expansion. Both the newly renovated Helms building, which houses at least one course for 80% of the student body, and the new residence hall will be completed by December of 2025. With the new dormitory north of the current Bear Creek Hall comes further renovations to older buildings such as Ferrand Hall, Cheyenne Arapahoe Hall, and Libby Hall. The smoky skies caused by wildfires in Canada will diminish Wednesday. Pam Johnson reports.
Denver air quality is the 17th worst in the world. That's slightly better than last Friday when it was the 4th worst in the world. The smoke trapped over the region is blowing in from wildfires in Canada. Concentrations of wildfire smoke will continue to gradually decrease during the day on Wednesday. According to Nine News, westerly wind should cause levels of smoke to diminish through the end of the week. People with unusual sensitivity to poor air quality should continue to avoid heavy or prolonged exertion through Wednesday afternoon. For KGNU, I'm Pam Johnson.
For the weather today, in Boulder, thunderstorms and showers are likely before 5 p.m. It will be partly sunny today with a high of 74 degrees. Tonight, chance of showers with a low of 50 degrees. In Denver, a high of 77 degrees today. Areas of smoke and smog before 4 p.m., and thunderstorms are likely. Tonight, there will be a low of 52 degrees, with thunderstorms likely between 4 and 11 p.m. For KGNU, I'm Jack Armstrong. Chevron Corporation will soon become the largest oil company in the state of Colorado. That's according to a report from the Colorado Sun, which says Chevron plans to acquire PDC Energy in a $7.6 billion deal. Chevron, which is the second largest U.S. company, is gaining almost 275,000 acres of Colorado soil within the acquisition. Their Weld County acquisition also included a gain of an estimated billion barrels of oil. According to Chevron CEO Mike Wirth, PDC's attractive and complementary assets strengthen Chevron's position in key U.S. production basins. With the deal being sanctioned by both companies, they still need to gain approval from their shareholder boards before their final decision. Kerr McGee Oil was the largest oil company in Colorado before this new Chevron acquisition. The output of 52 million barrels of oil annual produced by PDC and Kerr McGee combined is expected to be outmatched within the coming year after this acquisition. Warm temperatures in recent days have brought major snowmelt drainage problems to western Colorado and the Front Range. The snowmelt has caused significant swells in Colorado River and its offshoots. The Department of Transportation is monitoring for sinkholes, mudslides, and rockfalls all through the western half of the state. Across the northeastern and southwestern parts of Colorado, communities have prepared for flooding while the entirety of the state has been recovering from drought. State water management has simultaneously noticed that the timing for which snow melt hydrates Colorado has been getting later through the years. According to Noah Mulch, associate professor of geography and fellow at the Institute of Arctic Alpine Research at CU Boulder, the snowpack is eroding and disappearing before our eyes. That's going to present challenges in terms of managing the infrastructure that's allowed the western United States to flourish over the last 100 years. Arapahoe County commissioners have approved a $10,000 donation assisting Denver with the influx of migrants arriving to the city. Over 4,000 migrants have arrived to the city from Central and Latin America throughout the winter. In response to the influx of migrant arriving to Denver, the city reactivated its Emergency Operations Center. Since December, the city has spent nearly $16 million in aiding the migrants. Arapahoe County is donating the $10,000 to the Newcomers Fund, created by the nonprofit Rose Community Foundation, to aid the city of Denver in the burden of assisting the migrants. The Boulder County Board of Public Health has appointed Dr. Alexandra Bombas Nolan as their new executive director. According to a press release from BCPH, Nolan has provided staff and partners with excellent leadership throughout the height of the COVID-19 pandemic and the Marshall Fire recovery. Her leadership will continue to prioritize BCPH's vision through her tenure as executive director of the board. Dr. Nolan has been serving as deputy director for the board since 2020 and has been working in the public health sector for more than 25 years. Her most notable accomplishments include being the secretariat assistant manager for the World Health Organization's social determinants sector and becoming the executive director of the Center to Eliminate Health Disparities at the University of Texas Medical Branch. CU Boulder will begin construction on two new buildings slated for completion fall 2025. The projects include a newly renovated main campus building as well as a new residence hall for incoming students. The upcoming CU construction prioritizes energy efficiency while maximizing a new space expansion. Both the newly renovated Helms Building, which houses at least one course for 80% of the student body, and the new residence hall will be completed by December of 2025. With the new dormitory north of the current Bear Creek Hall comes further renovations to older buildings such as Ferrand Hall, Cheyenne Arapahoe Hall, and Libby Hall. The smoky skies caused by wildfires in Canada will diminish Wednesday. Pam Johnson reports.
Denver air quality is the 17th worst in the world. That's slightly better than last Friday when it was the 4th worst in the world. The smoke trapped over the region is blowing in from wildfires in Canada. Concentrations of wildfire smoke will continue to gradually decrease during the day on Wednesday. According to 9 News, westerly wind should cause levels of smoke to diminish through the end of the week. People with unusual sensitivity to poor air quality should continue to avoid heavy or prolonged exertion through Wednesday afternoon. For KGNU, I'm Pam Johnson.
For the weather today, in Boulder, thunderstorms and showers are likely before 5 p.m. It will be partly sunny today with a high of 74 degrees. Tonight, chance of showers with a low of 50 degrees. In Denver, a high of 77 degrees today. Areas of smoke and smog before 4 p.m., and thunderstorms are likely. Tonight, there will be a low of 52 degrees, with thunderstorms likely between 4 and 11 p.m. For KGNU, I'm Jack Armstrong.